now 11:34 a.m. today. It's July 31, 2024. We're back into open session. The Jefferson County Commissioners Court following closed session. Let's go back to item 10, discuss and take action to approve payment of an autopsy expense of a deceased infant ordered by the Kent County Justice and Peace.
I make a motion we don't approve the autopsy.
Motion and a second that we don't approve payment.
Correct.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
I think if the Kent County wanted y'all too, right?
Yes.
How much is the thing gonna cost, Tom?
That I don't even know, but I don't think the amounts of this year, there's a bunch of legal quagmire. And so, some powers that be feel we're not in a position to pay it legally. Personally, I think we should pay it, but legally, they tell me we're not supposed to. So I'm for paying it. That's the only discussion I have, you know.
So you have been told, you received legal counsel, it's not legal for Upsher County to pay it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we've sought counsel from the Texas Association of Counties.
Okay.
The District Attorney. The Texas Association of Auditors. I think the whole court feels like they would pay it, and the whole court felt they could. The question, the law is, when an infant dies, there has to be an autopsy, and it has to be ordered by the county where the death occurred. According to the medical records, the death occurred in Kent County. And the child fell unresponsive in Upsher. Okay, so, any further discussion? Those in favor of not paying the bill, please indicate.
Aye.
Those in favor of paying the bill, indicate. Okay, motion carries 4-1.
So you felt like it was legal to pay it?
I subscribe to Sam Houston's maximum due right risk consequences. I think we're just all conflicted. That's just how it is. As far as five of us, I don't know. I don't pretend to be a scholar, but anyway, let's make the record clear. I love all these guys up here. Nothing. It's all good. Any other action after the closed session?
I don't have any.
None.
Did anybody can think of?
Todd, you sound like John Jay. You sound like the guy that said John Jay has made his ruling, now let him be forced.
Did you hear that through the wall?
No.
That no, is I just what that quote. Did to John Jay. Andrew Jackson in Marbury versus Madison.
I didn't remember who said it, but I remember
it was
the
Andy Jackson. He said, Mr. No, it might have been Jefferson. It was Jefferson. It was 1804.
John Jay was the Supreme Court.
Judge Marshall's made his decision. Now it's in the court.
Oh, I thought it was John Jay. Okay.
Okay, take a motion to adjourn, and y'all don't run off. We got a sound paper. 16.
Second.
We adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank all y'all for coming.
We got time to get to the school lunch.
I just have a quick question. I have a patron that's writing a book, and she wants to put Upsher County Library in the book, actually use Upsher County Library. Does she have to do anything special, or she...
Very comfortable.
Okay, I just want to... Because she's going to mention the staff, but she's not going to use our legal name.
She can use y'all's name. She's got all the jail.
Well, some employees do.
Okay.
I'm helping.
Yep, that's